Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
There was Bears talk at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis today. And from the Score Update studio, I'm Mark Grody. First up, General Manager Ryan Pace, who says the team is actively negotiating with wide receiver Alshon Jeffery.
I sense he wants to be here. We're the team that drafted him. He loves the city of Chicago. He's comfortable in the offense, and I sense that he wants to be here.
Pace has not ruled out the possibility of using the franchise tag on Jeffery. The deadline to use the tag would be March 1st, the next Tuesday in life. Pace also has not ruled out switching Kyle Long from right tackle to left tackle along the offensive line, so they'll deal with that later, though. As for tight end Martellus Bennett, Pace says he hasn't talked to him lately and that he's under contract, so not a priority right now. Bennett finished the season on injured reserve and has indicated in the past that he's not happy with his role in the Bears' offense, wants more out of the offense. Pace also revealed that the team never did make a contract offer to Matt Forte, just decided to part ways.
We're in good position with 9 picks. We've got way better cap room this year than last. Not that that means we're going to go crazy, but we're in better financial position that way. And again, this is about, you know, evaluating and decision making, and you know, we need to do very well this offseason.
Bears head coach John Fox at the podium. He's spot on in that the Bears are believed to have an estimated $55 million in cap space, and as of right now, the Bears' first pick in the draft this year, number 11 in the first round. Some interesting conversation in Cubs camp today.
It's a little surreal when Donald Trump threatens your mom. But you know, the fact is, whether it's my mom or my dad on his ending spending stuff, or my sister on marriage equality, or my brothers, what they do, or what we do with the team, you know, we're pretty much an open book.
And that is Cubs team owner Tom Ricketts responding to a recent tweet from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, which reads, "I hear the Ricketts family are secretly spending money against me. They better be careful. They have a lot to hide." And then a tweet from Donald Trump on the Ricketts. Meantime, the White Sox going full force, full squad for a second straight day. Former Cubs outfielder Dexter Fowler has an agreement in place with Baltimore for a reported $35 million. It would be over 3 years. That said, the Cubs receive a compensation pick in the 2016 draft because of that, once it is official. The Bulls host Washington tonight, while the Blackhawks are on home ice against Nashville tomorrow, likely still without Marian Hossa, who could skate, though, later in the week to test that left leg injury. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Auto Show sales event going on now. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Mark Grody. Have a great day, man. Thank you to our guest today on the show, Zach Zaidman, was with us from the Combine. Zahadev Sharma of The Athletic was at Cubs camp and joined us. And Matt Miller, NFL Draft Scout, is how you find him on Twitter. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, man.
Hell of a job today, fellas.
Kevin Zipak.
Trying to run that sound and all that. Well, Kevin, yeah. Thanks for being here, Kev.
Brian Gertsch, thank you for your flexibility, your skills in getting out into the field to broadcast the Combine as it took place. Unbelievable. Wow. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio had to reschedule him from today. Jake Arrieta will join us tomorrow. That's National League Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta will join us live from Mesa tomorrow.
And we'll have Florio tomorrow as well, because we didn't have him today. So
I mentioned that.
I got some RG3 questions for him and some other things as well. I heard you.
Okay. This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Boers and Bernstein both here. What's up, man?
So Fox and Pace were classic today. Classic nothing. Ryan, classic nothing.
Classic nothing. I was going to say classic how, but I get it. Yeah, classic themselves.
They were vintage.
Rare form. Their usual form.
Well, Fox is so well practiced. I mean, he knows. Oh God, one of the best. He's one of the best.
About everything.
He's one of the best guys I ever saw. That's saying nothing. Top
exactly
two.
What
top
he does.
Three. Yep.
I listened to it. I thought, well, unless I missed something, he said nothing.
And the one thing when Pace said that they think that Charles Leno Jr. is a natural left tackle, that's a piece of information. I also think it could be a lie. That's the problem.
And when Zach said that did you, when he asked Spiegs, did he think the left tackle was a weakness? No, but it doesn't mean you can't upgrade either.
No, it doesn't. But
yeah, I'd rather Cordy Glenn. There's a lot of guys out there. You know, you got to have a first or second round pick at that position if you want to compete at a high level in your passing game.
But I think Zach's take on what Pace said towards the end fit what you and I started to talk about and think about, Jason, which is that if he's not a right tackle, he's a guard. I don't think they're going to move him to left tackle.
Who, Kyle Long?
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean,
I think if he's not a right tackle, he's a guard.
We keep pushing him to places that he hasn't played, nor do we know he's any damn good at. Like, there were some very average games at right tackle last year.
Absolutely. And there'd be a whole
bunch
more
looking behind him saying, how do you get over there?
Yeah. Ezekiel Ansah is going to be in this division for a long time. And that guy's going to terrorize you for 2 years.
We told him that when we saw him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we had a good time with him.
No, Ziggy's the truth, man.
I mean, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kyle was a lot of fun. And he'll do anything. He'll do whatever the team wants him to do. You know, if they want to move
he'll grumble about it too.
Yeah, he will. He'll grumble about it, but he'll eventually do it.
It gets processed a little bit differently when he grumbles about things, which I find quite interesting.
As opposed to when Martellus does?
No, not even Martellus, just any football player. You play football, you do whatever they tell you to do. Mm. And it's as simple as that. And you got a coaching staff that isn't beholden to anybody. It's as simple as that. The draft picks, that's who they care about right now. They got a 6-win squad. You are a 6-win right tackle. Mm-hmm. Don't care about your Pro Bowl alternate status.
But it's sort of like what we were talking about with Hayward earlier, where you're taking an elite right fielder and putting in making him a very good center fielder. Are you taking an elite guard and making him an average tackle for a year?
Right,
and how long
are you
going to do that? Right now you are.
Right now you are.
So
I
question it as a choice in terms of what they're going to do. I just want them to tell him. I want him to know, and they're going to wait another couple of months here before
they
tell
him. I think that's what he wants.
Or they've already told him, and they just aren't telling us.
Exactly. Or they don't know their plan. I mean,
I don't think they really do, Jay.
You got five right tackles out there who are UFAs, who are professionals, who at least have a $2 million cap hit, which means that somebody signed them to a decent enough deal but can't afford them anymore. They can't play. Yeah. Bobby Massey, guys like that. So you got to know what your plan is, and you got to execute your plan.
It reminds me of the year, the offseason before the Bears signed Fred Miller. When they were
Bernard Robertson and all those boys?
No, that was they had John Tate. They'd already paid John Tate to be their left tackle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you knew you had exactly what you're talking about. What a first or second round pick who was a professional left tackle. And they ended up going, that was the Super Bowl team, right?
That was after the Aaron Gibson years, right? Remember the Aaron Gibson year?
And his Czechoslovakian wife's lasagna. Remember that? But when we asked
that's why he got up to four bills.
Yeah, we asked him, I said, what causes you to become 500 pounds or whatever? And he said, my wife is Czechoslovakian, but she makes the best lasagna. And he said, how much do you eat? He says, well, the entire pan.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's my grandmother's lasagna. My grandmother's Belizean.
Look, Peach's lasagna I would stack up again. Against
anyone. We all know
I was just talking about my grandmother. I didn't. Sorry.
I know. You dropped the lasagna gauntlet.
Look, the lasagna fight is over when Pat Manley's Aunt Judy gets involved. And
Don't start.
You all know that's the way it goes.
I still don't know about that. I know it's a thing from the previous years or shows. I didn't know until the roast.
I didn't know until the roast, and then I knew too much.
Yeah.
He was really great.
That's the word. I heard he acted a damn fool and bounced, is what I heard.
Oh, well, everybody knew I had to bounce. That was well known beforehand.
It was a star turn that left us awestruck.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah. One more.
Is that what the reviews were?
Awestruck is one way to look at it. That's one. Yeah, sure.
Hey, did you guys see the Jose Bautista bat flip card? Did you see that yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
They took the moment, Terry, and they made it a baseball card, and it is perfect. It is glorious.
My favorite moment in a long damn time.
Hey, wasn't it, Terry?
Is that photoshopped or no?
No.
That was the best moment of the year.
They actually got the bat right there.
I think they got the bat right there. What's obviously photoshopped is they put that little shading in the corners to light it up and make it look a little more presentable like that. But that's a remarkable moment. But it got me thinking, because usually you don't see baseball cards as capturing famous playoff moments and turning them into an iconic card. This really doesn't happen.
No, you see the guy with the bat on his shoulder in spring training, or you get the old football cards where, for whatever reason, they couldn't show the logo on the helmet.
What does he want, by the
way,
for the next 5 years?
$60 million
or whatever it is.
I thought it was 25 for five or something like that.
I thought it was more than that. He's trying to turn it into
something.
Maybe
it's 30 for five. Was that five for 150?
Yeah, I think you're right. Five for 150.
See, what's crazy is you realize, remember, Albert Pujols is getting paid till he's 41.
Yes.
Miguel Cabrera. Larry Johnson, Bobby Bonilla money.
Miguel Cabrera is getting paid until he's 42.
God bless him.
So we can sit here and say those look stupid as much as we want.
But those
and I know
only
things
because
have changed.
Bryce Harper's going to get half.
He still hits.
Bryce Harper's going to get $500 million.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah.
He's going to get $500 million to play baseball.
Yes, he is.
Speaking of baseball, I want to run this by you because we didn't get a chance to do it, Speaks. I want you to hear a call from this morning on the Mully and Hanley show. Rick, run this.
I was calling because of the translator situation with the Cubs and the Sox. So, I mean, I don't know what they pay their translator to translate English to Spanish. But I was wondering, even though they're spending that kind of money, why don't they spend a little extra money and have these Spanish-speaking players go to class once or twice a week to try to learn just a bit of English so they can relate with the media?
Our first story, ladies and gentlemen, from this guy is the Spanish-speaking players don't know enough English, and that's his problem on the South and North sides. Fellas, your thoughts.
Why does that bother him?
He's brain dead. I don't care.
And Mully tried his best to explain to him and Mully and Hanley went into stories about guys being able to relate to the media and talk to the media. And you got a lot of prideful Latin players, or the unfunny Latin ones. We let Hawk judge those. But you got a lot of prideful dudes who don't want to be misquoted and don't want to talk to people that they think are trying to catch them up. So they don't ever get to learn the language, like Alexei Ramirez and some of these other guys.
And you got John Fox.
And you got guys who are just like, oh, yeah, I can learn it. And then they learn it, and then they talk to you
every
day.
This has all been painted for me since I talked to Pedro Martinez and talked to guys around Pedro Martinez. That dude had no language barrier in the middle prime of his career, and it was an advantage for him. And he said so. And so when Jose Abreu talks about wanting to learn the language and caring about it so we can communicate with players, with teammates and stuff like that, I think it's effective. But, you know, I think it's important for truly great players. I do think it's really? I do think it's helpful. Sure.
¿Por qué es imposible que las jornalistas
what?
Hablan español. No es tan difícil para hablar un poquito de español.
I just want to win.
No, I'll speak Englewood to you then after that.
Why can't a journalist learn a little Spanish?
Well, actually, what the White Sox have done is hired a coach now. You got Renteria there.
Tricky Ricky.
He's going to be there to help out, and Abreu is appreciative of that.
I just found it awesome that, you know, because we had that call too where Todd Frazier, the signing of Todd Frazier, would make him more relatable to the back of the yard, folks.
Yeah!
He's playing Sinatra! We got one of ours!
Bon Jovi!
you were mad that Alexei Ramirez didn't know how to speak English at the end. Not that he was bad. Not that he was awful, but the fact that he couldn't put his sentence together.
Yeah, we got a New Jersey meathead here. All right! Bon Jovi's playing.
Oh, God. We gotta go because we have a test.
Yeah, you got an EAS test coming up here.
I didn't study.
Oh, good luck.
This is my nightmare. Wow. All of a sudden, you get to school, they spring the EAS test on you. I didn't know it was on my schedule.
You got to shut them up.
The book was in the bottom of my locker. I'm not wearing underpants.
That's why we should have been done 5 minutes ago.
Boys and Bernstein coming up for the next 4 hours and 45 minutes right here on The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Gary Parrish writes a very entertaining weekly column on the CBS Sports website called Poll Attacks. He examines each AP voter's weekly basketball poll and then attacks the occasional vote he believes to be misinformed. Today we bring you a new feature, Bracketology Attacks. Today's headline from one bracketologist was, Oklahoma replaces Virginia on the one line. Okay, forget, again, that none of this matters until March 13th. What is so awful about a 3-point loss on the road to the 12th-ranked team in the country? Bracketology is a little bit like treating a halftime score as if it's a final score. Virginia trails Carolina at halftime. Disaster looms. Bracketology, ladies and gentlemen, is a four-letter word. I'm John Feinstein.
The Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
This is a national test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. Broadcast and cable operators in your area have developed this system in voluntary cooperation with FEMA, the FCC, and local authorities to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this national test of the emergency alert system.
It's Woodfield Nissan's Auto Show Markdown.
With the biggest auto show savings in Chicago.
With the best selection and best deals on over 500 new Nissans, Woodfield Nissan is marking down their best deals even more now through February 29th.
It's Auto Show Markdown Madness.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on new Nissan. Plus, get $5,000 off MSRP with limited time auto show savings.
You heard right. That's $5,000 off MSRP.
Plus 0% APR financing for 72 months on brand new Nissan.
But hurry.
these marked-on deals won't last forever. Head to Woodfield Nissan today and save big during their Auto Showdown Markdown Sale. With over 500 Nissans to choose from, the only place to shop and buy is Woodfield Nissan. 3 miles west of Woodfield Mall on Golf and Higgin. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com.
0% APR for 72 months equals $13.89 for 1,000 finance on select models with approved above-average credit. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price. Example of savings is on a 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5 SL, model number 13315, stock number 350801 on select models.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
System.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Land Rover Lake Bluff and the all-new 2016 Land Rover Discovery Sport.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. And keep you informed and entertained. Grab savvy, live it too along the way. A lot of persistent revving at someone's back door. Why not? And this is the radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Boris.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Zach Zaidman is going to join us after the update with the latest from the scouting combine. We get the second half at 3:30. Mark Schanowski will preview the Bulls and the Wizards at 4, and then at 4:40, Chris Emma of 670thescore.com is going to join us also from Indianapolis to give us the latest on everything that's going on. More just talking today, pretty much. It's a lot of people talking. I'm not sure there's as much running and jumping and dancing and sexting.
No,
and all
not
that.
All that, but there's a lot of talking.
Yeah, there's, and we're always trying to divine what any of it means when it comes to the Bears. You know, you listen to it and you listen to it again and you discuss it and then you kind of.
Know what he's talking about.
No, maybe Zach will help us and Chris will help
he
us.
He speaks Fox.
Sort through some of that stuff. Surprises along the way as well. We have some calls out there. We did call Martellus Bennett to see if he wanted to come on and talk today. He politely declined. And we've got another call out that if it comes through could be very, very interesting. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming at 670thescore. Texting 67011. Text zone presented by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Boers underscore Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan underscore Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com and the radio.com app. You got to have that because that way you can download the app to your mobile device, and you can never be without the show. You can always have it bothering you. The producers are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. What was that, Baldy McFarson? What was that?
McGrindy.
McGrindy. Let's go to, okay, enough of the Gillette, lose it.
That's far enough.
He is the suit.
Chris Tannehill.
You know, we got a great sports team around him with Jen and Nate and Jason George.
He's Captain Indestructo.
It's I get so excited. I don't know why I keep doing this. Because like, oh, yeah, we get to hear from Ryan Pace. And I'm the guy saying, we got to hear from Ryan Pace. We got to hear from this guy. Yeah, uh-huh. And then we hear from him. And it's, eh.
Well, and the thing is, you don't get much at him at all. This guy disappears for a season at a time and then comes and talks to you and says nothing. And then he comes back at the combine and talks to you. And I don't know if he'll say anything before, after the combine or whatever it is, but it's like the access is so limited. I don't know what the norm is. Do you, for general managers in the NFL, do they, I mean, obviously they're allowed to. If you don't want to talk the entire season, you could just do what he just did, which is exactly right. He didn't say a word during the season, I recall.
No.
Can you do that? I mean, obviously you can.
I guess, apparently so.
Is there some mandatory number that you have to at least say hello and answer a question, or is it okay if you just disappear? I mean, you worry about this and all this other stuff, and I can't recall, even the Bears general manager, as much as necessarily you didn't want to see him, you did see him.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Ensler, you could always find.
You always
walk
find
up to him and say, hey, how's it going? I'm fine. How are you?
Answer the question.
But I guess he was asked questions and he didn't really answer many
of them. No, he didn't answer anything.
Not going to talk about Martellus Bennett, just he's a player under contract. Well, we know that. That's the point. We know he's a player under contract. We're curious what the plan is with him. I guess he doesn't have to say anything. We knew this when he took the job. He and Fox are both like this. And Fox has the whole bumbling double talk thing down to a science.
Yeah.
I worry about everything. Every player's like that. It's like any player. It's like any team. It's like any year. It's no different than anything else. And then he leaves and you look at your notes and you don't have anything.
I don't know what I would have written.
Right.
I listened to it. I don't know what I would have written down. I said, boy, there's an interesting point. Let me make sure I have that. What? What? It's an interesting point. Then you know you automatically you misheard him. He's making an interesting point about anything. And here he is. He's a bumbling double talk is what he is.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:29 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The NFL Combine is underway, which means lots of coaches and front office guys are talking to the media in Indianapolis today. And that includes Bears GM Ryan Pace, who provided an update on the Bears and Alshon Jeffrey.
You know, we're actively and aggressively negotiating right now. We understand the deadline is Tuesday for the franchise tag. That's an option. You know, we have until Tuesday to make that decision, but right now that's kind of ongoing.
Pace also told reporters, well, I'm doing the best I can with what I've gotten here, guys.
I'm not laughing at you.
Pace also told reporters the team never made an offer to running back Matt Forte this offseason. Bears also playing it close to the vest when it comes to Martellus Bennett's future with the team. Pace said he talked to Bennett at the end of the season, hasn't talked to him recently, but says the team's focusing on the players who are not under contract right now. Bulls return to action tonight as they host Washington. Pau Gasol missed practice with an illness. He'll be a game-time decision tonight. Meanwhile, the Bulls have announced the name of their new NBA Developmental League team. It's going to be called the Windy City Bulls.
Whoa.
They out the Heartland Bulls and the Great Lakes Bulls. Blackhawks will be back on the ice tomorrow night when they host the Predators. Coach Joel Quenneville said today that Marian Hossa will not play tomorrow or Sunday, but he's feeling better and could return soon. And Hilton Hotels apologized yesterday after Cleveland guard Kyrie Irving said he was bitten by bed bugs during a weekend stay in downtown Oklahoma City. Join the Score at the Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and Score Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And at 1:32, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. We're talking a little bit about whatever the hell that was at the Combine today. And look, I don't think either one of us expected a fount of information. But for the love of God, for a guy who's able to disappear for an entire season, you could provide something. Just like a little nugget, something. I mean, I'm not sure. I guess it's Sean Payton's influence, because I know he's a penis. So, I mean, there's a lot of that. I suppose that where you grew up in it, where you listen to it, where you've been, formulates who you are as a general manager. But for the love of God, can you remember the last time a Bears general manager could disappear an entire season?
I don't remember it happening. And some general managers just like to be more present. I mean, you know, John Elway likes to talk.
Yes, he does.
I want to say Ted Thompson is one of those guys who's
Thompson's around if you want him.
Yeah, relatively available and likes to have that kind of interaction. But
Ted's not coming over your house.
But the problem is, no matter what,
he's not saying anything.
Right, this is the conundrum. Yeah. Is you want him and you ask for him and he's there and he doesn't say anything. I'll say, like last week, when the trade deadline passed and the Bulls just kind of, and I said, oh, we got to hear from Gar Foreman. And we heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing from him, but at least he understood. He came down and he gave a 9-minute exclusive with Schuster and talked. It wasn't anything we wanted to hear. It was all kind of daft, but at least he was able to have some sort of sense of public accountability where,
Pace doesn't feel it at all.
Man, it's football. It's the problem. Yeah,
he doesn't really feel it. I mean, he doesn't feel that for whatever, in any of his process, that the people who love his team should be included, which is fine. You can feel that way.
It sounds to me, and Zach will tell us this or not, but it sure sounds to me, regardless of what common sense might be regarding Martellus Bennett, that if they wanted to indicate that he was a big part of the plan,
they
could have today.
Yes, they could have.
And they certainly stopped short of that by hiding behind, well, he's a player under contract.
Mm-hmm.
It means they're probably trying to move him.
Yeah, I heard the market's not good, though, for that.
Well, how many teams is this now? This is three already?
Yeah, I heard that it's been disappointing in terms of what you get back. It's really not what you hope for. It's really not.
Well,
so, I mean, you can make a decision. You can say, look, does he bother me enough? Does he annoy me enough? Or is the coach, you know, tired of him? Is he always going to complain about he's got a valid contract that he doesn't want to play and all the other stuff he does? I mean, you weigh that against where you are as a team without him. And I think both of us know not good. Not good.
Yeah, this is, and everyone wants to compare it to the Brandon Marshall situation. I don't think it's, I mean,
no, it's not. No,
it's not that bad. The organization doesn't look at him the same way they looked at Brandon Marshall. Understanding, get this clown out of here.
Couldn't wait to get rid of him. Yeah.
That was. What are you? Anybody? Anything? Okay, fifth round pick. Fine, leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine with everybody. But you Zach Miller is not part of a. He's not a starter on a playoff team.
No, hell no. And he was already hurt at the end of the season. You know what? Yeah. Oh, for the love of God.
We'll find out what Zach Zaidman thinks in a moment on the score.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Mr. Ricketts?
What secret does Trump know?
Yeah. What won the World Series, Mr. Ricketts? Hey, what are you guys hiding? What's Trump got on you? I'll sit down and listen for my answer.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670 The Score.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246.
800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Attention citizens, do not adjust your radio dial. Weird Al Yankovic, the return of the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Prepare for music and humor. It's a rock comedy multimedia extravaganza. Weird Al Yankovic, the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Tickets on sale this Friday morning at 10 through the box office, starplazatheater.com, and ticketmaster.com. Be there. It's mandatory.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229 while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Program. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, double Z.
Yep.
Big red.
Yep.
I will gladly step aside for Zach Z.
It's 140 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Zach Zaidman joins us on the Home Run-In Pizza Hotline. Home Run-In Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. Follow him on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He is in Indianapolis, and he heard Pace, he heard Fox, and maybe he heard more than we did.
Yeah, but maybe he can help
but
us.
I don't know what there is in some of the subtext or some of the empty spaces in between the words that can fill in anything material about the Bears. Hi, Zach.
Hey, guys. What confused you?
Well, nothing. I just don't know if there's anything in there that taught us anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what we learned is that Alshon Jeffery is going to be a Bear, and mm-hmm. this report a couple of weeks ago about how the Bears were potentially going to allow him to just become a free agent and not tag him was absolutely false. That's not going to be the case. I don't necessarily know that they'll be able to get a deal done by the franchise tag deadline. So my guess is they'll probably tag him, and then that'll extend the deadline to July 15th. But Alshon Jeffery is going to be a Bear at a minimum for 2016, and clearly they don't have any intention of letting him go. I thought it was interesting that they said that his sense is that Jeffery wants to stay in Chicago. Who knows? Because we've not heard from Jeffery on this issue, but the reality is that he knows he's not going anywhere because there isn't a capable replacement available via the draft or free agency to do the things that Jeffery was able to do. It's not like last year with Brandon Marshall when they knew they'd be able to get a very good receiver in the draft. And this is a defensive-oriented draft, which I think helps the Bears based on where they pick. They have 9 different draft picks to play with in terms of trades and stuff, and they've got nearly $60 million of cap space to work with. It doesn't mean they're going to spend everything, but it gives them an advantage in terms of filling some of the holes that they may have going forward.
Where do you think the Martellus Bennett situation is, Zach?
I just think that's what you have to say at this stage of the game, because he is under contract. Mm-hmm. You're hoping that potentially you could put yourself in a position where you may be able to trade him. Zach Miller is a free agent, so you don't know if he's going to be able to come back. They're going to let him test the market, see what he can get out there. And remember, they do have the money to play with, but you have to be careful, too, because he's a guy that, while he was very effective and productive for the Bears last season, there's an injury history there, and you don't want to give a guy like that a ton of guaranteed money when you can't guarantee that he's going to be on the field full time. So I think that's why they're letting him test the market, just to see what other teams think of Zach Miller and whether or not they're willing to pay big money to have him aboard. The other thing that really stood out is it is clear they are very confident in their young running backs. It's one of the reasons they didn't even offer Matt Forte any kind of money before they said goodbye. And the reason that they allowed him to go when they did is that they basically told him that we're not bringing you back, but we respect you enough that, you know, give yourself an opportunity in this pre-free agency period to try and get yourself as best a deal as you can. So Jeremy Langford we know about, and I thought it was interesting that Fox called him a complete back. There are some things that he has to work on in terms of being able to be more productive catching the ball out of the backfield. When he secures the ball from a catching standpoint, it's obvious what he can do with it, and we saw flashes of that. But we also saw flashes of him dropping catchable balls, and I think that hurt the Bears last season. That's something that he's got to work on this offseason. And I've been telling you guys this for a while, but John Fox loves Kadeem Carey. There's no other way to say it. You know, he went out of his way to praise Carey as a backup running back. And what he loves about Carey is just the style. He says his running style is inspirational. You know, he talked about how at the scouting combine, you can measure a variety of different things. But what you can't measure is a guy's heart and his work ethic. And he says that Carey has the things that you can't scout here at the combine, which I thought was very interesting. And obviously, Langford is going to get the first crack at being the starter. But if you look at John Fox's career, everywhere he's been, Carolina, Denver, and the way he uses running backs, I expect Kadeem Carey to be very much in the mix for this upcoming season. To me, that's going to be very, very interesting. And then in terms of what they're looking for, I think in the draft, they're not going to tell you much. What I find interesting is what happens if one of these three big quarterbacks that everyone's talking about and say they all have good workouts here and at their individual pro day.
Falls to 11.
Right.
Yeah.
And that gives you flexibility. That's why you keep hearing that. I think the Bears will talk about how they're interested. And I don't necessarily know if they feel that one of those quarterbacks is worth taking with the 11th pick, but can you trade down? They've talked about all the different needs that they have. Will they trade down, try to accumulate more picks, and still be able to get the guy that they want later on? So I think they could be sitting pretty before all is said and done, but there's a long way to go. You got to see the times that these people put up and the workouts that they have.
Has anybody followed up with Pace on his original comment about ideally you want to take a quarterback every year?
Yeah.
Because we keep going back to that, and I don't know if anybody sort of readdressed that with him and say, well, you know, Ryan, let's mention something you said. Does that still apply? Do you think he believes that? Or was that just something he said to say at the time?
I think he said it at the time. I think it's something he believes. Now, he was asked specifically about the quarterbacks in this draft and did not want to get into specifics in regards to particular quarterbacks that could be available. But keep this in mind. John Fox was asked about Jay Cutler, and he called him one of the brightest spots from last season. So I think what happened was that Jay Cutler won them over by what he was able to do last season, by being able to work within the framework of John Fox's offense,
yeah,
led
no
by
doubt.
Adam Gates.
Yep.
And they obviously feel that connection will continue with the new offensive coordinator, Dal Lowney.
Yeah, but that's not mutually exclusive. I mean, you're still looking at a future later.
Pipeline.
You got to address this at some point, and you'd rather do it a year too early than a year too late if you think that guy's there.
Yeah, and that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where, especially this year, where there very well may be a guy that they like with the 11th overall pick. And I think that since you're not talking about a team, this is not a situation like New England where, you know, you feel like you have a team that's ready to win right now, and taking a quarterback could lead some to question what you're doing. But they did it with Jimmy Garoppolo in a second round a couple of years ago. I do think if they like the quarterback, that's someone that they very well may end up picking based on what they end up doing in free agency. So it's tough to answer right now because if they get a lot of defensive players that they like via free agency where they're not spending the big money, the value free agents that they stockpile, guys that Vic Fangio and John Fox have identified along with Ryan Pace that can help out, like Pernell McKee last year, you know, maybe it changes some of the needs going in, at least in that first round of the draft.
I just think, I don't know about 11, but at some point, Zach, just say that whatever you thought you might like at 11 is gone. Say that the big three of quarterbacking and the quarterbacking world are gone. I just think everybody believes this, that I've talked to. The Bears are going to draft a quarterback at some point here. It's not like if it's not 11, you know, well, we give up. We couldn't get him at 11. They're not giving up on this. That's what I'm hearing. Do you believe that?
I do, but I also think that they have so many needs, I can't argue with them getting help up. I mean, look at their defensive line. Guys,
I know they are. Yeah,
finale, they have five defensive linemen active who had not been with the team at the start of training camp, meaning that these were guys that they signed off the street throughout the year.
Like right, but that doesn't preclude what you – these are sort of – no one's arguing with that. But yeah. But I hey, regardless of a variety of needs – I still get down to the fact of it, you've got to act on this at some point, and yeah. I think this might be the year they do.
It could be. I mean, again, and that's why the reason I bring up the 11th pitch is because generally if you're at that spot and there's a quarterback that you like, this is not a guy that you're drafting because you see him as a career backup like David Fields is with the Bears right now. But it would be a guy that you could – give a couple of years, allow him to develop while Jay Cutler is the starter and have the perfect kind of scenario because it's very rare in this league that quarterbacks pick that high have an opportunity to learn the game without having to face the pressure of having to start. You know, that's what Green Bay did with Aaron Rodgers, and Green Bay has done it year in, year out. Look at all the different quarterbacks that they've taken over the years. Some guys have worked out, some guys haven't with other teams, but, you know, they use it as an opportunity to grow the position, and I think again, it would not surprise me if they like a guy and they have conviction with a guy at the 11th overall pick. You know, you could see it. Would it surprise you? It would not surprise me.
Zach, what do you know about the process? What do you know about exactly once they start talking to guys? Are Pace and Fox actually together at the table with potential draftees when they start asking all these weird questions? Or does Pace like to have his time and then he turns it over to Fox for his? I mean, do you know exactly how they do this and how it's like or not like other teams?
You only have a certain amount of time with each guy because it's basically like a car wash. They go from one suite to the next, the players do. So, yes. Both Fox and Pace are in the room. Both are asking questions. Also, I should mention the college scouting director, a guy by the name of Joe Douglas, is also in there. He came over from Baltimore. This is going to be his first draft with the Bears. I'm a big believer in this guy just because of the history of Baltimore drafting under Ozzie Newsome, and this guy played a big part in that. But if you want to know how this whole thing works, so the players come in here. They go to the hospitals, and the reason the combine is held in Indianapolis is because you have a bunch of hospitals that are close to the convention center area, and they can just get all the medicals done. So they go to the hospital, there's a free exam, they take x-rays, there's an orientation presented, and then the next day you've got measurements, actual medical exams based on the things that they saw in the hospital, and the interviews that you talked about with each team. And after that, the next day they go through the psychological testing, and they do the bench press. And finally, on day number four, for each individual group, they go through the on-field workouts. That's the stuff you see on TV, the timing stations, the skills, and all that kind of stuff. So that hopefully gives you a better idea of how the combine works.
Okay. I think we both understand that the Bears need a ton of things. Everybody in the NFL looks at the Bears and say, God, they need a ton of players. My God, they need this and they need that. I think, though, that if you want to be real about a quarterback who they like Jay, fine. But he's not going to be around forever. And David Fales is never going to be the Bears starter unless Jay falls off a horse this year. So that's right. Not going to happen. So you got to have somebody, Zach, in that pipeline, because they both know, and everybody in the NFL knows, if that backup quarterback sucks, if you can't find one, you're kind of sentenced to bad for a while. I mean, I agree, he's got to be better than mediocre. At the very least, he's got to be somebody who could say, I could start him in an NFL game. And that's what's tricky about this.
I agree with you 100%, but the other thing you got to remember, and I'm talking about first and second round here, that if you look at what's ailed the Bears over the last, millennium,
yes,
it's the inability to successfully and consistently hit on those first round picks. They haven't had consecutive years where you feel comfortable with that first round pick, and that to me is a major issue. The thing that I look at is just look at what changed in the playoffs. It was the Broncos' ability to dominate with their pass rush. And if you feel, and this is a draft where there are a lot of good defensive ends, a lot of good defensive tackles, there are a lot of good defensive players early on in the draft, especially littered throughout the first round. So if you have an opportunity to get a guy who you believe can be a game changer, that can do the things that you saw Von Miller do and DeMarcus Ware do, if you feel that there's a guy there that's going to be better long-term than the quarterback, I think you have to take that player, because those guys can change the game just as much as a good quarterback can.
Agreed. I'm not saying you have to take them alone. I'm just saying you have to have one, and to make me happy, just to entertain me during the course of this. I want to be entertained.
But I also think it behooves the Bears to put it out there that quarterback is a position they're definitely interested in, because, again, as I mentioned earlier, it's a first round that's going to be littered with talented defensive players.
Yes.
If you're not completely sold on a particular quarterback, but there's a team that needs one, that truly needs one, take advantage of that desperation and get yourself extra picks because of all the needs that they, I mean, you can go across the board on their defense and say, name a position, and you could say, yes, are they sold at cornerback? I mean, I know Kyle Fuller finished a lot stronger than he started last season, but are they completely sold at corner? Do they trust their corners?
No.
To do the things that you need to do to play that 3-4 defense correctly. So if you can get one, you go after it. And then up front, I just think that other than Eddie Goldman, is there anyone that you can build your defense around when it comes to the line? And the answer right now is no. So that's why I don't have a problem with them prioritizing defense in this draft. I think they believe they're going to have a pretty good offense, with a healthy Devin White, obviously Alshon Jeffrey. And I think some of the other interesting things that we learned from Pace today is he doubled down on his thoughts in regards to Charles Leno. They're comfortable with him as a natural left tackle. They feel that he did a nice job last year.
Okay.
So that's where he's going to play. They're not going to move him to right.
But is he telling the truth, though? I mean, I heard him say it, too, but I don't know if he really believes it.
I think so. And just in talking to the people behind the scenes, I think they're high on Charles Leno. They like what he was able to do at the position. I mean, remember, Jermon Bushrod was healthy down the stretch of the season, and they didn't put him back there. They left Leno at left tackle, which means either Kai Long is going to be a right tackle or a right guard. I believe just based on the way the organization thinks, he's going to remain on the outside at right tackle unless Long balks. And that's the thing we don't know. If he just did not enjoy the experience and feels as though he wants to move back inside. And if he says that to them, I wonder what would happen. But I believe you on the outside, you're going to have Leno on one side and you'll have Long on the other. And their big thing is to get bigger and better in the middle. They did not like their play at the right guard position, and I think they need improved center play. One of the things that Fox pointed out is, don't underestimate the development of some of these young guys. They started an NFL-high 9 rookies last season at different positions. Don't underestimate the ability of a young – because you're talking about human beings now. They can grow and can develop, but some of these young guys – take the next step in the learning process.
All right, Zach, thank you. We appreciate it.
Enjoy Naptown, my friend. What?
No, it's actually a great town.
Fun.
Not great here.
I always had a great time.
Yeah, the snowstorm that you guys are getting right now, apparently it's supposed to roll in down here later this evening and into tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Zach.
See you later, Zach. Thanks, my friend.
That is Zach Zaidman from Indianapolis. And what do you got when we come back?
I'm still puzzled by many things. Can we do a little baseball thing?
What specifically?
Well, I want to talk about the Cubs for a second, okay?
Okay.
I just want to get into a little something that troubles me about all of this, okay? That keeps coming up, and I don't know what to make of it, but we'll talk about it.
We will do that next, yep. Boards and Burns.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or TwiningsUSA.com.
ScorePHWine.com. And up at the very top, you'll see a red bar that says, click here to shop our huge Fatten Up Your Cellar sale. And you're going to click on that, and then you are going to look at any number of spectacular wines that are available at ridiculous prices. So these are wines already 40 to 80% less than what you would be paying if the name of the actual vineyard was on there. But Cameron has acquired the very same wine from these spectacular vineyards and put his name and a lot number on the bottle, and then you get the savings. If you use my code Dan, D-A-N, at checkout, you get free shipping on 3 bottles or more and a free sommelier corkscrew. Wine's heavy to ship, so it's an amazing opportunity. Make sure you use my code Dan. Here's an example of the kind of value that you're going to get. And this is one of my absolute favorite Cameron Hughes wines, the Lot 487 Lodi Field Blend, which is a big, juicy red with upfront fruit and rounded tannins. It is a blend of